If a Category 5 hurricane came right into Tampa Bay, you are talking about enormous destruction. You're talking about enormous flooding. And you are talking about damages that would exceed what we saw in Hurricane Sandy, as well as what we're going to see in the East Texas situation. If you magnified that with the force of the wind from what you're seeing now with a tropical storm to a Category 5, and it's coming right into Tampa Bay, wind damage along with the wall of water that Category 5 winds would bring in excess of 140 miles an hour, it would be catastrophic. And I can tell you that no insurance company is prepared, and that's why years ago, when I had the toughest job in government that I've ever had, the elected insurance commissioner in the aftermath of Hurricane Andrew, we had to set up a reinsurance fund. And today, it's quite successful. The Florida Hurricane Catastrophic Fund, which has billions of dollars of reserve funds to protect insurance companies under this circumstance. The federal flood insurance program is a different deal. And this is what Kathy and I have got to try to get our colleagues to face the music by September the 30th, because the federal flood insurance program runs out September the 30th. And obviously, it's got to be reauthorized, especially what we're seeing in Houston.